Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Nearly 3 million people in the U.S. have been infected with the coronavirus. More than 131,000 people have perished of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. More states are requiring that people wear face coverings in public places, but NPR's Brian Mann reports enforcement of the mask requirement is uneven.
The list of states with mask mandates now includes California, Kansas, Texas, and West Virginia. But making the rules stick, that usually falls to local law enforcement. And many, like Sheriff Jason Bridges in Nacogdoches County, Texas, say they won't do it.
I believe in our constitutional rights. I believe in your constitutional rights. And this is borderline infringing on some of those constitutional rights, in my belief.
Bridges spoke in a video he posted on Facebook. Some governors are trying to pressure local police to enforce the mask rule. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll withhold $2.5 billion in aid from police departments that don't cooperate. Brian Mann, NPR News.
President Trump is demanding that schools reopen in the fall despite the pandemic. He held an event Tuesday at the White House to support this. The president hosts his Mexican counterpart at the White House today. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports they're celebrating the newly reached trade deal among the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador accepted the White House invitation, but Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau passed on the invite, citing prior commitments. López Obrador is facing harsh criticism for not only traveling to the U.S. amid a global pandemic, but for agreeing to meet with President Trump, who's repeatedly disparaged Mexico.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. Former Vice President Joe Biden has won two more Democratic presidential primaries. One was in New Jersey, where the primary had been delayed because of the pandemic. The other was in his home state of Delaware. The U.S.'s top envoy on North Korea is voicing support for dialogue between Pyongyang and Washington. During his visit to South Korea, he also called for cooperation between the two Koreas. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that North Korea says it has no interest in either matter.
Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun says he's aware of reports that Pyongyang doesn't want to talk, but he insisted he hadn't requested talks and that he's only here to speak to South Korea. Biegun is meeting here with Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa and nuclear negotiator Lee Do-hoon before heading to Tokyo. Pyongyang has stated twice in the past week that negotiations with the U.S. would be pointless, and the North has no intention of cooperating with President Trump just to help his re-election bid. Despite this, Trump said in an interview Tuesday on Gray Television that the North Koreans do want to meet with him, and he's willing to do it. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
This is NPR. The Latino population in the U.S. has reached a record high of more than 60 million people. That's according to a new analysis of population estimates. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports Latinos make up the second largest racial or ethnic group in the U.S. after white people who do not identify as Hispanic.
The Pew Research Center analyzed the latest population estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau, and its findings suggest that Latinx people make up as much as 18% of the U.S. population, up 2 percentage points over the past decade. Latinos continue to drive the country's population growth. Out of all the regions, the Latinx population grew fastest in the South, up 26% since 2010, according to the estimates. They also suggest that Latinx people are among the country's youngest racial or ethnic groups, but the median age has gone up from 27 to 30 over the past decade. The Census Bureau is expected to release data from the 2020 census next year. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
President Trump says he's considering banning the social media app TikTok. It's owned by a Chinese firm. TikTok is used by young people worldwide to make videos. The Trump administration says it's a security threat because it collects personal data and shares it with China's Communist Party. TikTok denies this. The Trump administration is changing a rule for payday lenders. It removes some consumer protections. This will allow people to borrow money from payday lenders without checks to see if the borrowers can repay the loans. Consumer advocates warn borrowers can get trapped into repeated cycles of these loans. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.